Hachette Audio presents Let's Hope for the Best. Written by Carolina Settervall. Read by Vanessa Johansson. This book is dedicated to Yvonne, for keeping me busy since February 2014, and whose sole existence brings me endless worry and daily laughter. Thank you for showing me how to love unconditionally. Don't you ever dare move out or turn your back on me in any way whatsoever. No pressure. My friends and family, thanks for sticking with me even though my grief sometimes makes me an egocentric pain in the ass. Good karma will reward you in the end, I hope, because you sure deserve it. All the people who told me to write and to keep writing. Maybe it was something you just said to encourage me. Give me something to do during all those dark nights. It doesn't matter. It changed my life. Thank you. Prologue, May 2014. I'm nursing on the sofa when your email arrives. Nowadays, this is all I do. I nurse, then sit as still as I possibly can while holding a sleeping baby, terrified to wake him, terrified he might start screaming again. Then I nurse again, sit very still again, attempt to put the now sleeping baby down so I can take a shower or eat. I fail. I go back to the sofa. I nurse. Day in, day out. Yvonne is 3 months old on the day your email arrives. You're back at work. I have no idea which freelance job you're at since you rarely tell me about them. An advertising production company or some freelance commercial director has probably hired you for your technical skills. You say your job is so boring that I wouldn't even want to hear how you spend your days. I used to insist you tell me anyway, but not anymore. I let you decide if you want to tell me about your job or not. As for me, I breastfeed. On your way home every day, you text me and ask what you should pick up for dinner. You take care of most things around the house now. You work, buy groceries, cook, clean, and play with our cat, who's been neglected since Yvonne arrived. You've stopped exercising for the time being. I nurse and nurse. And then, on a Thursday in early May, just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I receive an email from you. From Axel. To Carolina. May 8th.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?